In this bulletin, the Australian Medical Association urges the government to regain public confidence in the COVID-19 vaccination program. Thousands of new jobs added last month as the unemployment rate continues to fall. And in sport, Swimming Australia begins a new chapter with a new leadership structure, less than 100 days until the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the last of the Australian Defence Force personnel will leave Afghanistan by September this year, in line with a move by the United States. At least 80 ADF personnel are expected to cease operations in the country in coordination with the US withdrawal. The number of ADF troops has been reduced from 1,500 to just 80 over the past 2 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he thanks the Australian military personnel who have fought for the country.
The memories of all Australian Defence Force members who have lost their lives continue to be honoured for their sacrifice and contribution to Australia's mission in Afghanistan. And we also acknowledge all those Australians who have served in Afghanistan and the impact this has had on their lives. And we commit ourselves to supporting them. The conflict has exacted an enormous toll also on the people of Afghanistan. And to President Ghani, once again, we stand with them. And the complex task of making peace that lies ahead for those people.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says a decrease in the unemployment rate is a further sign the government's economic recovery plan is working. New Labor figures show the unemployment rate fell to 5.6% before JobKeeper expired last month. Data highlights the number of people employed in March rose by 70,700, while full-time employment fell by 20,800 in the month, and part-time employment jumped by 91,500. Mass vaccination hubs are set to be in the next phase. The federal government's plan to get Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout back on track. The Australian Medical Association is providing medical advice to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and public health officials around ways to set up large vaccination sites, but also support general practitioners and their role in the rollout. National Vice President of the AMA, Chris Moy, says regaining public confidence is a priority.
And I think to some degree it's been a bit sad because there's been a slight sort of air of negativity about it all, which is frustrating. Any negativity about any promises or targets doesn't get away from the fact that we have a good news story about having vaccines and we will be able to get them out there. So far, a kind of a sense of failure, but really only against sort of artificial promises and targets that we've had up till now. Really the problem for all Australians is that it's been supply.
Education Minister Alan Tudge says a review into teacher education will help improve the quality of learning in Australian schools. Former Department of Education Secretary Lisa Paul will lead a panel of education experts in a six-month review of initial teacher education courses. Mr. Tudge says this is key in combating Australia's declining academic standards.
Teacher effectiveness in the classroom is the most important thing which determines the successful outcomes of our kids. The panel will be addressing two key questions. Firstly, how can we ensure that we continue to get the best and brightest going into teaching? And secondly, how do we ensure that the teacher students are best prepared so that when they walk out of their studies, they can be effective teachers in the classroom?
Olympic champion Alex Bowman has been named the new chief executive of Swimming Australia. Mr. Bowman will formally begin the role next month, taking over from Lee Russell after she vacated the role in November. He'll be stepping up from his current role as Swimming Australia's chief strategist. And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 26. Adelaide, cloudy and 20. Melbourne, similar conditions, 16. Hobart, overcast and 16. Much the same in Canberra, 18. Wollongong, possible showers, 19 degrees. Sydney, a shower or two, 22. Similar for Newcastle, 22 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, cloudy and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.